Each year, the Humana Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, showcases new American plays. And we're going to hear now about one play that has leaped from last year's festival to regional theaters across the country. It has an odd name, Edith Can Shoot Things and Hit Them. And in fact, the main character, Edith, carries a gun, but she also totes around a stuffed frog. NPR's Elizabeth Blair learned more about the play from its author.
Ray Pamatmat says growing up, he was surrounded by kids.
I'm from a Filipino family. There are often kids around. You know, it's like you can't go to a family gathering without there being kids around. So
Edith is a precocious 12-year-old whose best friend is Fergie, a giant stuffed frog.
I'm very mature for my age. It's true, Fergie, I am. I look 12, but I'm really much, much older.
Edith, played here by Teresa Lim, is a firecracker, independent and outspoken. That's another thing Pamatmat thinks he gets from his family, specifically the women, his two sisters, his mother, and several aunts.
Really, it's because of my mom. I tend to think that Filipino women are very outspoken, you know, but maybe it's just my mother and her family. You know, I don't know. But then, you know, May Adrales, who directed the play, is also very outspoken. You know, so Edith is very Filipino.
Are you outspoken?
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess so.
Filipino-American theater director May Adrales has been to her own big family gatherings.
It is always the women that are just, you know, keeping the party afloat, you're laughing a lot, starting the conversation, cooking, and making everybody eat.
Edith tries to keep her home afloat, even though she's the youngest. Edith and her quieter older brother, Kenny, are latchkey kids, growing up in a rural part of Middle America. Their mom died, and their dad is never home.
What's for dinner?
Spaghetti.
Pizza. The long ones in the oven, not the microwave ones.
We don't have any.
Take me to the store.
Okay, but we're walking.
Why?
We're almost out of money.
Kenny and Edith are pretty much alone, except for one other character, Benji. He was kicked out of his house when his parents found out he was gay. He's Kenny's classmate and, more significantly, his first boyfriend. So Benji moves in with Kenny and Edith.
Is it a sleepover?
Just hanging out.
No one's here.
Why?
No one's ever here but us. You could sleep over and no one would care.
Edith, Kenny, and Benji form a kind of family. Edith believes it's her job to protect them. So, like a little soldier, she carries either a gun or a bow and arrow.
It's a good thing we're so good at this, Fergie. Because Kenny really isn't. He gets in a tough spot and he won't blast his way through guns blazing. He doesn't even get himself into tough spots. He just walks around them. But to execute this mission, our mission, you have to stand up and face things and say, "Hey! Who goes there?"
Ray Pamatmat says he partly identifies with Edith.
I shot a pistol when I was 8 years old.
Shot pop guns in the Philippines when he was visiting cousins. Ray Pamatmat grew up in rural Michigan, where he says kids also learn to use weapons. He says he has a lot of things in common with both Edith and Kenny.
Like being a person of color growing up in Middle America, or even like having to basically discover sexuality all by myself, because there weren't as many images of like gay and lesbian people.
Showing those experiences on stage is important to Ray Pamatmat and to May Adrales.
Personally, always seeing Filipino actors on stage and hearing them tell their story, it's always moving to me.
Adrales and Pamatmat are part of the Asian American Performers Action Coalition. A recent study by the group found that last year, just 2% of the roles on Broadway and major off-Broadway shows went to Asian American actors. 2%.
You go to shows and everyone in the cast is of the same ethnicity, when in reality, almost all Americans move through life and encounter people of various ethnicities every day. You know, it's like whether it's your coworkers or just, you know, the people at the grocery store.
So he says his plays will always have a diverse cast.
That is the way my world actually is.
Ray Pamatmat's play, Edith Can Shoot Things and Hit Them, opens at Moo Performing Arts in Minneapolis this weekend and B Street Theater in Sacramento in May. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.